Emergency! That's how we started. Welcome back to the At the Buzzer, your Ralph Report podcast for all of your Colorado athletic news and notes. This summer, we've been few and far between, but we had to get everyone together. We had to get everyone together for probably the biggest news of the offseason somehow, even with Deion Sanders in tow. This might have a bigger impact. It came out yesterday through Pete Thamel and then a bunch of other people that Colorado is officially voting on and will be accepted by the Big 12 to rejoin the Big 12 after 13 years of absence. The Big 12 presidents voted last night unanimously to accept Colorado, so there's an official application process that needs to happen. But it seems like the 2024 season will now run through Texas as opposed to the West Coast for the Colorado Buffaloes in all sports. This includes a full revenue share of $31.7 million starting in 2024, which apparently the Pac-12 could not beat, hence why Colorado is probably making the move. Some other notes that come out of that: Colorado is the 13th member of the Big 12, so we are the Baker's Dozen right now. I would imagine that Brett Yormark, the Big 12's commissioner, will be working to get a 14th member, and we'll talk about some other stuff around that, but. For now, I want to welcome everyone in. Co-host Sam, welcome. Hello.
Hello, hello.
And then all-star guest star, Chase Howell, the XJ of the Ralph Report podcast. Chase, how are
Whoa,
you?
whoa. Come on. No, I'm happy to be joining the boys again. It's I've missed you guys. It's been a while, probably since Coach Prime was announced, right around that
Yeah, probably some
time
signing day stuff
period.
in there. Yeah.
Yeah,
We've
I'm
not
always
had
like
many
in emergency
episodes.
pods. You know who to call in case of emergency. I'm gonna be around and I'm ready to talk some Buffs, ready to talk some Big 12. Truck stop league,
Yeah.
baby.
I know. I'm gonna miss Bill Walton so much. Oh my God, I'm gonna miss him so much. I have to listen to Fran
Well,
Francella now. Ugh.
can he come with us when the Pac-12 dissolves?
Well, did we think of it? I guess that's, well, I don't know. I don't want to get into that yet. Let's do some off the cuff takes. I think all of us are at an age where we may have grown up with Big 12 CU stuff, but I don't think any of us felt too much of the Big 12 rivalry and pageantry just because of who we like, how old we are. So I don't know
Well,
how
also,
fully formed our feelings are, but how do we feel about the Big 12?
I mean, our Big 12 rivals have kind of left the Big 12.
Yeah, Nebraska's gone. Oklahoma's gone.
Yeah,
That's two of the Big Eight right
Oklahoma's
there.
gone. Big 12 North rivals, Missouri
Missouri,
gone.
yeah. Three eighths of the Big Eight is out right there. That's tough.
Yeah. So it's like it's hard to like Kansas will be fun in basketball, especially. Iowa State will be
Yes.
fun. Kansas
Yes.
State will always be good. Yeah,
Yeah.
they're gonna kick our asses in football. It'd be fun.
And sharp-eyed readers will see that the Ralphie Report story ended with the video embed of the Kansas State power towel pump-up video, which is the greatest thing of all time if you've never seen that.
Yeah,
So,
Chase, off the
anyways,
cuff.
what's up?
Chase.
Well, I don't think I've seen it. What is it?
It's from like the early, it's like from the late 80s, and it's just their mascot with the dumbest music ever, just being like, wave the towel, you know, like classic dumb, I don't know, Kansas State stuff. But it'll be nice to have them back, I guess. Chase, what are your some of your thoughts?
I'm kind of with you in that I don't there's nothing about the Big 12 that really like I wasn't around for a lot of the Big 8 days, obviously, and some of the Big 12 days. So there's nothing to me that makes me like feel happy to be back. I just think it's kind of obvious that they had to make this move. George Kliakoff has been sitting on his ass from all the reports that we've been able to see. I know he's been saying that he's in the works of trying to get a TV deal, but CU was waiting on him. I have no doubt that they had interest in staying in the Pac-12, and if there was a good media rights deal that they would have stayed. And I think a lot of that stems from Phil DeStefano too. I think he likes the academic side of the Pac-12 and being with some better colleges. So I do think that they would have liked to stay, but at some point you can't wait any longer. And you had to make the move. And obviously this is going to benefit the athletics program in the long run. And so Phil kind of had to eat his words a little bit and end up making the move. And so I'm happy. We'll see. I think there's definitely some cons here, but the pros outweigh the cons, as most people have said.
Yeah, I think the main thoughts I've had are just about I guess immediate level of competition. And I do think that the ceiling of the Big 12 compatriots that CU is joining, at least right now, is so breakable. Like, I don't, in terms of national prestige, I think the only other program historically that compares to CU in this current iteration of the Big 12 is probably Oklahoma State, depending on how you count those 30 titles for TCU. And obviously, they've gone completely opposite directions for 20 years. But just thinking about 2024, that's the first year that CU's in that Big 12 schedule. If they get a favorable draw, that'll be Shedeur Sanders' probably last year in college. That'll be Travis Hunter's probably last year in college. That is going to be an experienced team that we think will have a lot of talent and will be under year two of a new regime. I guess I think directly, immediately, is there anyone in that league, if CU does put that all together, which is probably insane to think, but we're taking the USC and the Oregon and the Washington roof off of those ceilings. And I feel like for the short term, it makes the football competition a little more manageable, especially if Brett Yormark does get his wish and UConn is the 14th member that's added with CU. Like, okay, how long has it been since CU's had a free win added to their football schedule in conference? That doesn't happen, right? So it feels like it immediately gets easier for on the football side. And the basketball side, it's just going to be a bloodbath.
Well, I mean, like, that 14th team that seems inevitable, like, or it could be three teams if you add Arizona State, Utah.
Yeah.
Could potentially be Oregon, Washington, depending on what the Big Ten does. I don't think we're going to be the only team to jump.
Yeah, let's get into some of the rumors. So in Vegas right now, the odds-on favorite to be the 14th team is Arizona, which would be a natural fit, I guess, as a pairing, right? Another flagship school in a state nearby with a good basketball program. But there have been rumors. Oregon just had a emergency executive session put out today for their Board of Regents. Part of it will be confirming Dan Lanning's new contract, which is going to be around $40 million. But I'm sure they're going to discuss their options. And the Big Ten is rumored to have said no pretty steadfastly to Washington and Oregon. So Oregon has to decide what are they going to do, I guess. Like, if they get unequal revenue sharing from the Pac-12, I would stay there. But is that an option? And will that league even stay together? I don't know.
I think this points to Pac-12 dissolution. Is that the word? Dissolution?
Probably.
Like, I mean, I don't see how it's... If these other conferences, like if the Big 12 is willing to expand, I don't know why they would pick UConn if other Pac-12 teams are like ready to jump ship. And I don't see why. Yeah.
So the Pac-12 is also having a meeting with the 9 members that remain tonight. I would imagine that the easy answer is they pull a JKLOL to San Diego State and they invite them back as the 10th member, right? Some people would say that is equal in value to CU. I don't know if that's true. I mean, football-wise, basketball-wise, they're probably a better program. But in terms of media markets, I have no idea what they pull.
They said they were trying to trade up from Colorado, which is hilarious. But
so there you go. I guess I don't know if it will stay together. I think the only way it could stay together is if we see something like unequal revenue sharing for the Oregon and Washington's, who will absolutely be carrying the conference's water TV-wise, I think. And if it does eventually break up, it'll be sad to see. I you know, USC and UCLA dealt the first biggest blow. Colorado probably twisted that knife a little bit. And then I don't see a home for Oregon State or Washington State. Do you guys?
Like, no, Mountain West.
Yeah. If Stanford and Cal get really lucky and Big Ten tries to go huge, I think that's an option, but... Does the Big 12 take Stanford and Cal? Does Stanford want to go to the Big 12?
Cal might be more likely to dissolve their football program.
Right. I mean, yeah, like it's crazy. There's no home for them. Sorry.
Yeah, Chase.
Wasn't there state legislation that like Washington and Washington State tied themselves together, and Oregon State were considering doing it too? I read somewhere
I
that.
think there were bills that were in the House chambers. I don't know where they stand, but yes, in terms of realignment, there were things that state senators were trying to propose. We saw something similar in the 70s, well, in the Colorado State Senate. And all that came out of that was a forced renewal of the Rocky Mountain Showdown rivalry, which ended up poorly for them because Bill McCartney happened to take over right around when that started. So, it wouldn't be unprecedented, but I don't know. I think this might just kill the Pac-12, which really sucks. I wish it worked out because I also would prefer to go to Seattle over Lubbock, I guess, personally.
Yeah. I mean, I mostly feel for Oregon State, Washington State, because I don't know where they go. Don't know where Stanford, Cal go. I mean, I don't care about those two schools, but I would love for like Washington State actually to be in the Big 12. I think that they would be a good fit. Oregon State would be a good
Culture,
fit.
culture-wise,
Culturally.
100%, an
Yes.
incredible
And
fit.
like fun wise, they'd be great. So I would prefer them over the fucking Arizona schools who I want nothing to do with. I will take them as my Big 12 rivals if they come over with us. I think that would be really
So,
fun and ironic that if we go back to our old conference, then we just our new rival would be our from the Pac-12. I think that'd be fun.
yeah, so
I'm
I
cool with
just.
Arizona. I already hate Arizona,
I already hate
so
Arizona.
yeah, I think we are consensus. The funny thing is they like us.
No, they don't. They
They
hate
kind of
Tafoyle.
do.
What are you talking about?
No,
They
they
hate
respect the program.
Tafoyle.
I'm not joking.
No, they no. Okay, I disagree. I
Okay,
don't think
okay.
they like him at all. I think Tafoyle calling out Sean Miller did not make him any fans in
Well, they didn't
Tucson.
like Sean Miller either, bro.
It's the principle of the thing.
Okay.
The point of that, I think, is Arizona State's president, Michael Crow, I think has been the most public pro Pac-12 president of all the Pac-12 presidents. I don't think Arizona State jumps until they absolutely have to, and that door might be closed. So I don't know if they would jump. I do want to point out too, Jason Shear reported last night, and I guess I shouldn't say reported when I use the term Jason Shear. But he did tweet that there is another Pac-12 school thinking about jumping ship to the Big 12 that is not part of the Four Corners. And then he intimated after that Oregon State and Washington State are not real options, and Stanford and Cal are more likely to dissolve their athletic departments than go to the Big 12. So really what he's saying, right, is that one of Oregon and Washington, according to him, is thinking about jumping to the Big 12.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to earlier. The possibility of that, in which case they would immediately step in and be the fuck like the football power that it sounds like you have hopes of being. I wasn't even thinking about that, but
Sorry, Chase, what were you saying?
well, just I'll go off of that one. You do kind of need a football power. I feel like you need a marquee football program in the Big 12. I don't think they have one right now. Maybe you could almost argue that TCU could do it. I mean, they did play in the national championship last year, but there needs to
Fake.
be a little bit more of a football stronghold in this conference.
So, would you guys agree that across the Pac-12 and Big 12, the two biggest football brands and likely long-term football powers are both Oregon and Washington across all those teams, right? Those are probably the top two.
Yes, I
Probably.
Yeah, Oregon for
Okay.
sure.
Oregon for
Yeah.
sure. Washington would be on the same level as Oklahoma State, TCU, Baylor.
I guess historically Washington has a CU vibe where there's one national championship. They've been good in a lot of decades, which Oregon does not have.
They've been good more recently. They made the playoff.
They made the playoff. And just to be clear, I'm not saying that CU will be that power. I just think that there are easy chances to leapfrog what's in the new age Big 12 if CU gets back to what we think they can be and what they have been before, right? Especially 2024 sets up, like, I don't know, and our new conference brethren, I am not scared of BYU or Houston or Cincinnati or Iowa State, especially gambling Iowa State that apparently just has like won't have a quarterback this year. I don't know. I'm not scared of these teams.
I will wait to see what happens with the team that we just saw go 1-11. I know it's a new team, but like I don't want to sound like the Nebraska fans who are thinking every year we'll return to the glory days. Are there, Chase, you pointed out like other negatives to the Big 12 realignment. What are those besides like just like going to Lubbock instead of Seattle?
I think a lot of it has to do with basketball, and there
Oh
were
yeah.
a couple
CU
of
is screwed.
the conference is going to be really good at basketball, especially if you're looking at Arizona or UConn being the additional team, or possibly even both in the future. You also just added Houston, Cincinnati, two very good basketball programs. Obviously, Houston a little bit more than Cincinnati. So you're talking about probably what could end up being the best basketball conference year in, year out in basketball. And now you got to compete with all of them recruiting. And Colorado historically is probably going to fall at the bottom of the Big 12. Now, maybe Tad Boyle is able to compete with that, but it's going to be really hard for them to compete at basketball in it. But it will be different on the other side of the coin. Like right now, Pac-12 has what, four or five teams make the tournament? If they're, I think five, if they're really lucky, it seems like most years. You're in a Big 12 with 14 teams. I think you're looking at probably eight teams making the tournament every year. So if you could go 500 in the Big 12, maybe you have a better chance of making the tournament. I could
Is
see
that
that, but I also think it's going to be really hard for CU basketball to remain good.
is it like is that a negative to go from being like maybe fourth or fifth in the Pac-12 to go to eighth, ninth in the best basketball conference in the
Oh,
country?
I don't think CU is going to be. I think CU is more like 13th or 14th out of 14.
What? No, I don't think so.
Maybe not like next year, but you know, Tad Boyle's not young. And if we're looking at a new coach in 4 or 5 years, I mean, historically, the
Okay, I
only
mean,
program worse is UCF, right? That's the only one. Maybe BYU, but they're solid.
I would think that we're probably a little higher up than TCU, Iowa State.
TCU's made the
let,
tournament
let's see
what,
what
the last
happens.
3 years?
What? What?
TCU's made the tournament the last 3 years, at least the last
Yep.
two.
Who has?
TCU.
Oh, I mean, they're fine. They're fine. But I mean, like I think I don't think they're a tangibly better program than us. I just think that like there's just been like we our better teams have been better than their better teams, you know?
I guess to
Like
me,
Kenrick Williams has nothing on McKinley Wright.
that's true. I mean, that's a pull
But
quote for the realignment podcast. Is Kendrick Williams has nothing on McKinley Wright. Let's just go
well,
through this
Desmond
really
Bain
quick,
does.
Sam. Let's look at
Okay.
let's just do 2024. We're in this league, okay? And let's
Okay.
assume Arizona's jumping with us, okay?
Oh, okay. That's a big assumption on here, on this
Okay, I would say
basketball section.
Arizona and UConn are basically interchangeable when it comes to basketball.
Okay.
Yes,
I
yes.
just, okay.
So
Yeah.
I would say right now in the Pac-12 is maybe two auto L's, which is Arizona on the road and Oregon on the road or USC on
Sort
the
of.
road,
Yeah. Not USC on the
right?
road.
Okay,
We
so
beat them
then if we
often
go into
enough
the
there.
Big 12, I think you could start every conference season 0-4 with Kansas on the road being an auto L, with one of UConn or Arizona on the road being an auto L, with Houston on the road, at least recently until Kelvin Sampson retires, an auto L, Baylor
Baylor.
probably being an auto L, Texas being an auto L, it was last year's Texas. Like, what
Texas
do
is
you
gone.
like? They're gone. Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm
Texas
sorry.
Tech.
Texas. Yes, thank you. Texas Tech.
Texas Tech is a disaster also right now, but that's beside the point.
And Iowa State historically is an incredible basketball program. Like Cincinnati historically is a really good basketball program. Kansas State, incredible basketball program. West Virginia, you know, like.
It's not Tad Boyle's fault that there was no history before him. First off.
No, but I'm saying we have to plan for a long-term conference life. If we're assuming that C is going to be in the Big 12, at least until the Big 10 reopens their TV contract, which is 2031, that's going to be a
Yes.
brutal 7 years, man.
Like, we don't know what CU will look like when Tad Boyle retires. That's just how it is. Like, we don't have talent in Colorado. Yes, he brings it in.
Yeah.
I don't, we don't know what we're
I
gonna
just think
look like.
Chase's point is a good one.
Okay, but I think that like it will benefit in a way to be in the most competitive league and to like to recruit the talent that can like if it is the best talent in the league, we'd be more likely to get better recruiting because they want to be in a more competitive league and prove themselves and get better in a way. I think that like maybe recruiting could come up together. I don't know what I'm saying.
I think this the way you can make this work is if CU actually for once has institutional investment into basketball. And then it becomes a good thing because you're surrounded by other institutions who have that same investment. But I don't think that exists right now. And I think we are very lucky that CU's coach doesn't really care that much, that he still wins regardless of what I'm trying to say. But in the future, if it's a different coach or everyone else is like pumping money into their program, CU will need to do something similar, and then it becomes great. But if they don't, then, you know, that's just Vanderbilt. We'd be like the Vanderbilt of the Big 12 basketball. It's just, you know, walk like over us. It's fine.
The former Colorado of the former Big 12.
Yeah, well, yeah, or UCF in the current Big 12. Like, it basketball wise, brutal. Short term football wise, I think exciting. Long term football wise, I think even more exciting in terms of where CU sits in the pecking order. And I'm sure any Big 12 fans who happen to follow this or listen to this, I don't know why they would if they're not a CU fan, but if they are, they're going, "You're insane for saying anything like this. CU has one winning season in the last 17 years," which is true.
We have two.
Do we? Oh, I guess that's right. COVID, baby. That's right.
Everybody ignores COVID year like it didn't happen. I remember that. I went to the album.
I try to black out the Carl Durrell era as much as I possibly can, which is true. And what I guess even with all of that garbage, CU is tied for second in the current Big 12 membership for conference titles, which is crazy. Like, you know, and we had a bunch of time to do it, but it's crazy that happened. We're tied with Baylor.
What? There's five teams from the Big 8 that are still there, or four?
What? Not, this is not counting Big 8.
Oh, okay.
I'm counting just Big 12 stuff. But, you know, I think that in terms of historical football success, the CU has had precedent to be at the top of this dog pile, and especially with Oklahoma and Nebraska and Texas all gone, if you were to rank the Big 8 and Big 12 members by historical success, I think Colorado is probably fourth or fifth underneath that, right? Maybe A&M, but like Dan Hawkins has a winning record against A&M. So how good are they really?
That's the pull quote you want.
I don't know. I just think Deion Sanders is going to love the fact that we get to do a bunch of recruiting trips in Texas every year. I think that CU football in general is going to benefit from the fact that there is going to be a lot more Texas connection on the football side. There's a lot more competition, but, you know, demographically speaking, we are now swimming in deeper waters and a guaranteed trip to Florida every year, right?
Do we get the benefit of the California connection in basketball if we're the only team with a foothold in California besides maybe Arizona?
It's an interesting point there, especially with UCLA and USC leaving for the Big Ten. Like, will some of the SoCal kids be more interested in playing closer to home and playing in the Big 12? I don't know what California recruiting is going to look like, but I can see both sides of it.
Well, and Tad Boyle's done well in the Pac-12, being pretty much the only school that tries Texas that much past like the big guys, right? Like Eli Parquet, George King, both old, young, like under the radar Texas guys.
Robertson,
Justin
baby.
Thomas, Andre Robertson.
It looks like this next 2024 class could be have a couple Texas kids.
Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about that at all, but they look good.
And I guess the other thought I had initially, this will probably be the final thing I say, is that TCU game on September 2nd is pretty interesting now, even more interesting now, because that is essentially a preview, right? That's now going to be a full Big 12 affair.
So it's like the ugly cousin of the CU versus Cal 2013
yes. game. 2011, the non-con, yes.
Zach Mannion, Keenan Allen, brotherly connection.
Cousinly connection, yeah.
No, they're brothers, I think.
Five-star safety, Keenan Allen, that became a wide receiver, yeah. Why do we both know this? You can't name a single CU football player in the year 2023, but you know that Zach Maynard and Keenan Allen are brothers.
Half brothers, bitch. I knew it. It's because I love Keenan Allen.
Also, honestly, the only thing that's going to get you back into college football news, Sam, is the game. It feels like what happened is you played the NCAA football video game, and that's how you know this.
Oh, yeah. Especially because I would custom make every single player on CU in my current game and then play a dynasty with them. So for that's how I would learn the roster.
What? How long did you do, like, up until recently?
Yes. Basically. I think I retired from it until 2021. Yeah. Because I moved to somewhere where I actually do things instead of just sit on my couch. It's great.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
What else we got?
Well, final thoughts before we close up the Big 12 bag. I would say that I'm disappointed that the Pac-12 didn't work like I wanted it to. And I'll miss some of those teams. But at the same time, I like where CU sits competitively in this new league. That is my final thought.
What town are you most excited to go visit?
Oh, God.
Provo.
Absolutely never. I will never go to Provo. How dare you say that?
Or Orlando. You could almost throw that one out there.
Does Stanford, Connecticut count?
Oh, yeah. Can we do a quick hate rankings?
Yes. Is that your final thought?
That's what I would like to do to end this pod.
Okay. Do you have yours ready?
No. But we can go through it.
Okay. I'll go first. Okay. Number one,
yeah.
BYU.
Okay. I'll go second, Baylor.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. That was going to be mine. TCU.
Oh, I like it. Interesting.
All right, Jack.
Okay. I think probably Kansas State next.
Oh, interesting.
Some battles in the early 2000s when Bill Snyder got that thing rolling.
All right. Give me Arizona. I'm cheating.
Oh. What the hell, dude? I didn't know that was an option.
Now it's going to look like I'm going after Christianity, but BYU.
Oh, no, they're gone.
Well, are we doing this? This is a draft. This is a hate draft.
Oh, this is a draft, yeah.
That was my number one pick with BYU. God, I just despise that institution.
Kansas.
Nice. Yeah. Really good pick. Basketball forward pick. I love it. I'll rotate back to the Big Eight. I'll pick Iowa State.
All right. UCF is somehow still on the board.
Yeah, you trying to start that, the black and gold battle?
No, I just don't like the fans. They're annoying as shit online.
Is it Scott Frost exposure?
Oh, yeah. And too much Blake Bortles.
No such thing as too much BB, man. All right, Chase.
We take Texas Tech?
Nope.
No, but I'll fight you if you take them.
I mean, Lubbock is just so shitty. I don't have anything really against the athletic program.
But they know it's shitty.
I'll go to Texas Tech.
I love Texas Tech. I love the tortilla toss. I love the old Mike Leach RIP stuff. Oh, man.
We're pretty far down the board at this point, so I think it's
fine. We're pretty far down the board. I guess I'll take Cincinnati for feeling like the only team ever that had a coach when Luke Fickell left.
Are we going to try Skyline Chili?
What?
We're going to Cincinnati?
No, never.
We can also fight for who. We can also fight for who counts as CU. Wait, do they go by CU or do they go by University of Cincinnati?
UC, I think.
Okay. Well, still. All right. I'm taking West Virginia because I have nightmares of Noel Devine.
That's a really good answer, actually. And the West Virginia CU battles in the late 2000s are super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you're anti drunk driving on this podcast.
Yeah. Anti-homophobic slurs
on the radio.
He never resigned. This is erasure. This is erasure of the truth. His wife sent the email.
Have we gone with Oklahoma State yet?
No one's in Oklahoma State yet.
They should have gone higher. Sorry, I don't like them.
Yeah, Mike Gundy.
They beat our asses.
Anti-Mormon.
Okay. I will take BYU again.
What's left? Is Iowa State the last one left?
I took Iowa Houston State already. In
Central Florida still.
You took right? Iowa State already?
Yeah.
UCF Houston's is gone. Around. Houston is around. That means that's
I like Houston.
Yeah, I can't. That's why I took BYU the second time. I can't.
Yeah, I don't mind Houston. We all love Kelvin Sampson.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Welcome to the Big 12. I should have come in with the cowboy hat. And the two people recording are.
I'm wearing a cowboy hat. You can't see it, but.
They can see behind me. I have all the Pac-12 helmets lined up in a row. I'm going to put them all in a trash can now, I guess. RIP, man.
Send me the Oregon State one.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, the whatever that league turns into on the West Coast is going to be super fun. If they add in Oregon State and Washington State and hopefully drop, like, San Jose State or whatever and just make it a fun old, like, WAC, if you guys remember the WAC back in the day, that would be very great.
It would be fun. Yeah. Well, thanks for hopping on, guys.
Yeah.
Emergency podcast completed.
Let's talk some fall camp. Let's teach Sam the roster here over the next few
weeks. All right. Bye. See you guys. Buzz. Buzz.